You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman on Thursday said states which have reverted to the old pension system can't withdraw the accumulated corpus from the national pension system as these funds belong to the employees as per the law. The minister was responding to questions relating to demand raised by the Congress governments of Chhattisgarh and Rajasthan, which have sought return of the NPS corpus, but the centre has declined to do so. Speaking at Shimla ahead of the Himachal Pradesh Assembly election Saturday, where the Congress has promised to implement OPS if voted to power, Sitharaman said the money in the NPS kitty cannot go back to the state government. Chhattisgarh CM Bhupesh Baghel recently said the centre has refused to return Rs 70,000 crore NPS corpus of the state government employees enrolled under NPS. The NPS corpus is overseen by the pension regulator and managed by various fund managers. Meanwhile, over a dozen prospective bidders, including the Adani Group and Reliance Industries, have submitted expressions of interest to acquire the assets of debt-laden Future Retail. RIL has placed the EOL through Reliance Retail Ventures and Adani Group has placed it through April Moon Retail, a joint venture between Adani Airport Holdings and promoters of Flamingo Group. The others in the fray include Nalwa Steel & Power, Capri Global Holdings and Dharampal Satyapal, among others. United Biotech, UV Multiple Asset Investment Trust, WH Smith Travel, Dickey Alternative Investment Trust, SNVK Hospitality & Management, Bomidala Enterprises and certain individuals are among other bidders who have evinced interest in the assets of the bankruptcy firm. Sources close to the development said. One of the firms has also informed its intention to withdraw its bid. The deadline to submit the bids was extended to November 3rd after a lackluster response initially. Following the receipt of the bids, the resolution professional will issue the final list of the prospective resolution applicants soon. In the banking sector, Bank of Baroda on Thursday raised the marginal cost of funds-based lending rates by 10 basis points. The one-year MCLR offered by the lender now stands at 8.05%, according to regulatory filing. The lending rates for shorter tenures are in the range of 7.25 to 7.90%. The bank has raised its MCLR by 65 BPS since June after the Reserve Bank of India initiated the rising interest rate cycle. With an overall advances of the bank, around 53% are linked to MCLR, 28% to repo rate linked lending rate, and 7% are fixed-rate loans. The corporate loan book of the bank, which makes up for 50% of the total portfolio, is linked to the MCLR. Earlier this month, ICICI Bank raised MCLR by 20 BPS to 8.30%. Lenders are increasing lending rates at a faster rate compared to deposit rates, creating a lag in the transmission of policy rates for loans and deposits. On to some legal drama. The Council for Bombay Dyeing argued that the amendment in prohibition of fraudulent and unfair trade practices relating to securities market regulations has been applied retrospectively, which is against the basic principle of law, and that the order was beyond the show cause notice as there was no allegation of any scheme or artifice and the alleged manipulation of accounts did not lead to any price manipulation. There was no inducement of any investor, which is a sine qua non for a fraud case under the PFUTP regulations. Prior to 2013, there was no obligation to consolidate the results of subsidiaries with the company, and the only obligation was to consolidate the accounts of subsidiaries and not the associated companies. The lawyer for Bombay Dyeing further said, the impugned order was impacting other companies where the promoters are acting as directors and has impacted the rights issues filed by the company, which may have a bearing on the company's growth prospects. Lastly, the Centre on Thursday released an extra installment of tax devolution to state governments amounting to Rs 58,333 crore for November. This is the second such release this fiscal, the first being in August to arrest a slowdown in their capital expenditure. The Finance Ministry in a statement said that the Union Government has released two installments of tax devolution to state governments amounting to Rs 1,16,665 crore on Thursday. as against normal monthly devolution of ₹58,333 crore. The statement added that this is in line with the commitment of Government of India to strengthen the hands of states to accelerate their capital and developmental expenditure. The state governments have slowed down their capital expenditure in the first 6 months of the current fiscal to accommodate higher revenue spending, even as they continue to curb borrowings. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.